Hello and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kath Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I'm joined today by two absolutely amazing guests. I have with me Katie Davey and Victoria Smith. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, that's definitely the most I've ever heard the word podcast used in a sentence.
Thank you. I've worked very hard on that, and I did have past guests help throw more podcasts in there. So if you like to hear the transition of throwing more podcasts into a single sentence, feel free to start at the first episode and work your way through. It's kind of fun. So Katie, let us know who you are, where we can find you on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited for the conversation today. As you mentioned, I'm Katie. My podcast is called Femwonk. So that's F-E-M-M-E-W-O-N-K. And basically, that's a podcast about policy and current affairs from a perspective of gender and inclusion. We're pretty flexible on what that looks like, though. So right now, we're talking a lot about back-to-school policies, and we're talking a lot about upcoming elections, whether it's in the US or here in Canada. So very flexible. We have a lot of fun doing it. And if you're interested in finding us, you can find us at Femwonk on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And our website is femwonk.com. You can also subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
That's amazing. I love the work that you're doing. And just having that conversation, opening up, trying to, you know, let it become a little normalized is pretty fantastic.
Thanks so much.
All right, Victoria, what about you? Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, so I run a podcast called Girl Tries Life. So it's about showing that women are capable of absolutely anything when they've got the right tools, strategies, and mindset in place. So all the show notes can be found at girltrieslife.com. I'm on Instagram at stresslessladies. So that's kind of part of how I weave things into it. I'm a stress reduction coach. So every other episode is a coaching episode where I'm hoping that women are leaving with some real tangible strategies to apply to their daily life. And yeah, you can find the podcast Girl Tries Life and subscribe and rate and review. We love it.
Click that bell, ding, all the fun things that all the cool kids are saying now these days, yeah. Right? That's how that works.
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's jump right in, ladies. Starting with the very first question, how did you start listening to podcasts? And what was the first ones that you really got into / remember?
Oh, that's such a great question. And I honestly had to think a lot about it because, yeah, I can't even remember starting. I just feel like I've always been listening to podcasts. But I think I probably started listening to podcasts as like just another way to consume news from, I guess, a bit of a different perspective. So if I think that is true, which I do, I probably was started listening to some of the CBC podcasts. One of my favorites right now, and I think was probably, again, one of the ones I first started listening to is the CBC Pollcast, which basically like dissects polling across the country, which, I don't know, nerd alert. So I think it was really like I just wanted to consume the news in a more kind of accessible way.
I love that way of, okay, you can't sit in front of a TV all day, so how else can I consume it? Maybe you can't, you know, if you're doing public transport or driving or whatever, you can't exactly read a newspaper. And I love, you're like, okay, what, how can I get this information? And I'll be honest, I'm really actually excited to check out podcasts because I love numbers and that makes me a nerd too. And I'm okay with this. I shall own it with a big smile. All right, Victoria, what about you?
Yeah, I also, like Katie, had to think, when did I start? Because it feels like there was not a time before it. But if I really think back, I am pretty sure it was at the beginning of my first mat leave with my first child. So early 2016, like, you know, they wake up all the time in the middle of the night and you don't want to turn on the TV because you don't want to like Uber wake yourself up. And I was really struggling with like being a new mom and postpartum depression and all that lovely stuff. And I started listening to the Dear Sugar podcast with Cheryl Strayed.
Yeah.
And she had some great episodes on like becoming a new parent and the challenges with depression and postpartum and stuff like that. And it truly felt like I'm feeding my child in the dark at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And Cheryl Strayed is telling me I'm gonna be okay. So it was like, I guess that's what I loved about a podcast is that it felt like someone was talking to you, which just, I don't know, TV has never quite felt that way. So yeah.
Yeah, there's something so very intimate about podcasts. That's kind of where the name of this show came from, because you're having these friends in your ears.
Yeah.
You're just hanging out. And especially, I can imagine, I have a child myself, and that you feel so alone at, you know, 3 a.m. when you're feeding again, and you're so tired. And you're just like, am I doing this right? Am I like being a successful parent? And I love that the Dear Sugar was there to be able to kind of give you that validation and that confirmation and, you know, help you get through it. So that's incredible. It's amazing.
And I was also just able to fill my days, because suddenly, like, no offense to babies, they're adorable, but they're boring.
Yes.
And so like I was introduced to this wide world of podcasts and was just able to like binge on everything. It was great.
I binged on Law & Order SVU, which probably was not the best choice to do when I had a child. But, you know, you do whatever you could do.
Now that I'm like thinking about it too, one of the first podcasts I would have started listening to was actually The West Wing Weekly, which I definitely binged. But it's so funny when you think about it that like a podcast popped up literally to analyze every single episode of the shows you totally binge watch.
Yes.
Oh, I love
those. It's really
ones.
Fun to do a rewatch along with it and get that immediate stimulus.
I don't know,
I'm trying to think of the word.
Well, it's so interesting to like watch through and then hear like all of the insiders' perspectives and like things that you totally didn't even notice when you were watching it, or maybe you did and you're like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, I love those ones.
Oh, fantastic. I also love The West Wing Weekly, and I have two of the pins sitting on my desk. So good job, West Wing Weekly, for making a great podcast.
It's so close to being over, though.
I know. I can't believe the journey.
I know.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
All right. So what made you actually want to start making a podcast?
Oh, yeah. So I think for me, again, like when I look at the genesis of like listening to podcasts and very much being kind of a way to like learn and consume information, when I started thinking about, I guess, a gap that I was seeing in both kind of my personal and professional life, it was that conversation, you know, being from the East Coast of Canada, not a ton of conversation happening around both gender and inclusion, particularly from a policy perspective. So I was really thinking, how could I use an expertise that I had gained to raise that conversation? And I obviously was thinking about how I see those types of conversations happening across the board, you know, whether it's formats of like panels, get-togethers, actual kind of traditional news. And then I landed on a podcast as, again, a really big way to make content accessible, because, again, as we've already chatted about, you can listen at 3 a.m. or on your commute to work or really whenever. It kind of fit what I was trying to do. And I mean, it hasn't been that long, but I'm happy that that's the medium I settled on. And now we're kind of expanding that and trying to expand what it means to create accessible content. But I think, a podcast seemed like the right avenue for the conversation that I was trying to have.
Podcasting is now something that becomes a media that you will gravitate to. You know, even just a couple years ago, people would be like, I'm going to create a YouTube channel or I'm going to write a blog. And now podcasting has kind of become more ingrained in society, which is really wonderful because it's such a great medium. And especially for something that like this accessibility and idea of, hey, we can do this too type of a thing, having that intimate medium makes it a safe place, which is really, really important. That's amazing.
Well, and it's so interesting too, because like when we talk about accessibility, it's super easy to create a podcast, right? If you want to kind of, you literally can just grab a computer or a phone and essentially start a podcast. And the same on the other end, right? For somebody listening, you can just grab a phone, grab a computer, pop by a library, and you can kind of consume that content. So that's really what's such, I guess, so attractive for me with podcasts. So it'd be interesting to see how that shifts as the popularity grows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got into podcasting. So I was one of those bloggers, and I've been blogging since 2013, I think.
Wow.
And like life, I don't know, I fancied myself like the next big lifestyle blogger, which obviously did not happen. But I had interviewed some people who I thought were fascinating. I had interviewed a Lonely Planet photographer about like what that is like. I had interviewed Diana Gabaldon, who's the author of the Outlander series. And just when like the TV show had come out. So like, I thought this interview was going to like skyrocket my blog numbers, and I transcribed it, like everything, and no one read it. And I started thinking like, I guess I wouldn't read page after page online of an interview. And so I thought there has to be a better way to do this. And I was listening to all these podcasts, and I was like, my hesitation was like, I don't know. I didn't like love this. You know, it's always weird hearing your own voice back.
Yes.
But I was like, at least podcasting's a step down from like listening to my voice and seeing my face on YouTube, which is weird because now I do online courses. But yeah, so that's how I got into it. And I just, for me, what I've loved about it is, in some ways, it's like, because I do mainly interviews with women, and it's like getting to be a journalist. Like, I've gotten to speak to women that I would have no reason to normally interact with, and like pick my curiosity itch and just get to ask them all kinds of things that I would, again, have no reason to interact with them otherwise. So it's been great.
Yeah, I totally, totally love what you're saying there. And I feel the same way. Like, having the content, or not even the content, but like, I'll sometimes have an idea and be like, oh, that's something I really want to learn more about. Or I'll see a really amazing person and be like, I want to talk to them. And because you've got the podcast, you can be like, hello, here are all the questions I would like to ask you. But it's like definitely a learning opportunity for me too. I love that piece.
Yeah, it's great.
So wonderful. I love getting a chance to talk to people from all different walks of life and all different areas and locations. And there's something to, I mean, I don't know specifically where either of you are located, but we don't have to be in the same area. Whereas with video, you can do like, you're both video chatting on your phone or on your computer and recording that, but it's definitely not great quality. And or you can, you know, fly everyone into a location and book a studio or a fancy Airbnb and do like those types of interviews, or just like on the phone where you're staring at one side of the conversation, which is very odd. I saw that before and I was just like, that was a choice that was made. And yet with podcasting, it can seem like we are hanging out in the same space, even though we're not.
And on that, like, it's really funny. I interviewed this woman named Bryony Gordon, who is a British journalist, author, all these things. And she was, I think, literally had her, I'm aging myself. What are the iPod headphones called where you can like walk?
Like the AirPods?
AirPods. There you go. Like, she's literally walking around London doing this podcast interview with me. Like, you can hear buses in the background, which some people thought was annoying. I thought it was precious. But and then it's also like the network it opens you up to, because she has a podcast and her very first guest, it was all about mental health, was Prince Harry.
Oh,
and so
wow.
I was like, I am like 1 degree of separation from royalty and from a Spice Girl. I was like, this is the best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love that.
That's incredible. So now I'm 2 spaces from royalty.
Yeah.
I will take that.
I did ask her what he smelled like, and she was like, everyone asks me. I don't know. He smelled clean.
I mean,
expensive clean.
Right? Like Dove soap clean, or
Old
like
Spice? Old Spice.
Axe body spray.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's so incredible. incredible, absolutely incredible. And this is part of why I like doing these interviews with other podcasters, because everyone's podcast experience is so very different, and their goals and the reasons that they started the podcast and the network that those podcasts are in and the niche. And I just love that there's all these people that are so passionate about what they do. And I love getting to talk with each of them. So thank you again so much for being here. Okay, so before we get to the final question, I'm going to do a little sub question, a little mini question with only one answer. What is currently playing on your podcast player of choice?
So I feel like I can't even answer that because I was already talking about the podcast and I was listening to the podcast earlier today. But I will say maybe what is queued up in my...
Okay, that's an acceptable answer.
Okay, perfect. So what is queued up right now is the Weeds podcast by Vox. Yes, I love their takes on policy. I'm like not interesting. Basically, any podcast that has to do with like policy, I'm listening to. But yeah, the Weeds by Vox is what I'll be listening to later this evening.
Amazing. And if you like, that is absolutely interesting. You are very interesting. Don't ever question what you like to listen to.
Well, I'll always laugh because I'll chat with folks and they'll be like talking about all of these like different, amazing, cool sounding podcasts that they listen to. And I'm like, yeah, I've got my news ones queued up. They're all so amazing, but yeah, that's, I guess, the beauty of podcasts, right? There's so many different amazing things you could listen to.
So many different things. All right, Victoria.
and on that note, see, I feel like you guys are listening to very intelligent podcasts, whereas what was currently playing in my podcast was a Bachelor recap podcast episode.
Nice.
It's called Here to Make Friends. It's by two gals who work at the Huffington Post, and it's their sort of feminist recap of The Bachelor, where they talk about like feminism fails. I'm sure you can imagine there's a lot in The Bachelor.
Yeah.
But I find it really entertaining.
I mean, like the show itself.
Right. 100%. And like, they all agree. Like, one of them's the women's editor, the other one's the culture editor. Like, they completely agree this is trash TV. And yet we're all like, not we are, all are. I am addicted to it. But it's also fascinating to see, like, to hear their takes on it and like what we hope to learn from society.
That's incredible. And I love the wide range of podcasts. The podcast in my queue that I'm currently listening to is actually a recap of the Penn Show in San Francisco by the Penn Addict. So kind of in the middle of between The Bachelor and The Weeds, you know, it's very good middle ground. And I love it because and there's something so relieving about having maybe multiple different cues or playlists that you have that have like a wide variety of podcasts, depending on what your mood is or what you're feeling like. And you're like, okay, I'm ready to learn, or I just need someone talking in my ear because I'm doing dishes and I just cannot even with the world today. So let's listen to a review of The Bachelor.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
And that, like, for me too, like, it's, yeah, I think like just about the way you learn and consume content, because yes, I'm listening to super newsy podcasts, but this entire summer, the only thing I've read is like trash fiction.
Yes.
Love it. Like, it is so good to just like curl up on the couch with a book, read the whole thing in a day, maybe. But like, if I'm listening to that style on a podcast, I'll just zone out completely.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I feel like we're really bonding right now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I feel like I just like let you guys into my like shame spiral of what I listen to. So
there is no shame spiral. Be not ashamed, because there is a reason that there are these podcasts out there and they're popular enough to be able to find. And yeah, there's no shame in this game.
Well, there's the look my husband gives me when I'm playing it on speakerphone while doing dishes and like, again.
Well, just give him that look back and say, look, this is mine. I get to enjoy it. Or maybe wear headphones.
he listens to like endless podcasts about serial killers. And I keep saying like, am I supposed to take a hint from this?
Right.
Like if I go missing, like people need to look at him first.
All right. You hear that first, audience. If you see that news thing coming out about Victoria Smith being missing, we know who to contact.
My partner is obsessed with like tech and space podcasts. So like, nice. Yeah, I mean, he just might jump on, what is it, SpaceX? Is that the company trying to, yeah, like that, that's where he would go if he went missing. So to space.
Has he listened to the Liftoff podcast on Relay FM?
I have no idea, but I'm going to make a note and I'm going to tell him about it. Yeah, I just like stay out of it.
Yes, probably. I mean, that's probably very smart. But yes, there's a good like, here, I learned about this podcast. I appreciate you, honey.
Yes.
Type of a like, yes, referral form. All right. Let's talk. I mean, we've kind of talked a little bit about our favorite podcasts, but we're going to officially get into the final real podcast question. So what are your favorite podcasts, parentheses, and why?
Okay, so yeah, so right now I am just completely obsessed with, and I live in Canada, but I'm still completely obsessed with the Democratic primary race. So you talk about like the Bachelor recap, that is how I am, like all the debates are everything. Like I'm like every single podcast that has anything to do with this, I want to listen to. So because of that, my favorites right now are, as I mentioned, The Weeds by Vox, Post Report, which is by Washington Post, The Daily by, I think that's by the New York Times, right? I think so. Yeah, those are like my three go-tos for like consuming U.S. news. Then, as I mentioned, the CBC Pollcast I love. And I would say probably, I think my next two favorites, there's an Ontario podcast about politics called Ontario Loud. And then there's a podcast network called Canada 2020 Network, and they have like a whole bunch of different podcasts, but they all kind of come up in the same thread, so that will be one. The 2020 Network counts as one for me. And they have like so much different kind of a variety of content, but overall loving my news podcasts. My like side one would be The Minimalists. I don't know if you guys love The Minimalists. Yeah. I used to like binge all of their episodes all the time when I was like cleaning my house.
Right.
So I would be like, oh, do I need this? Does it add value to my life? No. So that would be, my kind of guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Okay. It just makes me sick to like really have to cut it down. Okay. So I listen to podcasts for all sorts of reasons, like a lot because I'm an entrepreneur and learning a lot about business. Like I listen to a lot of business podcasts. So one of my favorite ones is Online Marketing Made Easy by Amy Porterfield. So if I have to learn like anything specific marketing, she's my go-to. A dear friend of mine also has a podcast called Rise Without Compromise. She's a business and leadership coach. So she's not as like frequent. She used to be weekly and it's kind of dropped off a bit, but she's just got such great tips. And considering I can't afford her one-on-one coaching, I feel like I get lots of tips for free through that one. And then on a news front, I also listen to Pod Save America.
Oh my God. How did I forget them?
Right? I love their dynamic. Like they're just fantastic. I have like full disclosure had to take a significant break just because I'm depressed by the state of politics in the world. Uh-huh. But I'm sure once I'm off that bandwagon, I will get back. I'm mixing my metaphors here. And then last, I would say I just recently really got into one called The Rewatchables.
Oh,
have you guys heard about that? It's it's different co-hosts every time. I think it's from the Ringer Network, and they kind of talk about some of their favorite movies and like why they are rewatchable classics and like what they love, what has stood the test of time, what has not stood the test of time, all those kinds of things. So I really have been enjoying that one.
Oh, that's incredible. I'm going to add that to my list. I love Amy Porterfield, too. I didn't realize that she had a podcast, and now I'm going to add one more to my very long queue. That's the most difficult part about doing this podcast is that I always add more all the time. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I just took notes of all of those pods. But one of the things I want to get better at is like kind of, yeah, like you mentioned, as an entrepreneur, like learning more through some of this content. So I think that those are great starting points as well. So thank you for the recommendation already.
Oh, there you go. And the gold digger. Oh, that's the last one.
Oh, yes,
I'm gonna
share. I do love the gold digger. Yeah. One of my other favorites is Detail Therapy by Amy Landino. Yes, Detail Therapy by Amy Landino. I love her YouTube videos. And when I learned that she had a podcast too, I was like, all right, we're going to throw this in there. Because I love these strong women entrepreneurs that are just giving not necessarily like, this is how you should do it to succeed, so much as here is an idea, take with it and do with it what you will, as opposed like that open-ended, that everyone's a little bit different. And the work that you do is going to be different than the work that I do. And really explaining and opening that up to take ownership of your business is really, really cool. Okay, well, before we say goodbye, I have a very important question to ask you. This is our bonus question. And if you, audience, would like to ask my future guests a question, just tweet with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And this episode's question comes from a very, very amazing woman. Her name is Taylor Swift. You may have heard of her. And she asked this question to Anna Wintour and said, where would you rather live forever, a lighthouse or a houseboat?
Oh, I feel so biased towards this, being from Atlantic Canada, living on the coast my whole life. Well, actually, I don't know. I feel like one way or another, I'm going to offend some sort of roots here. I don't know. I'm so torn. I want to say lighthouse because it is like just such a beacon of hope and coming home and like newness and bringing people in. But also on a boat, I could go wherever I wanted. So I think lighthouse. I'm going to say lighthouse.
Okay. Yeah. Going with lighthouse.
I feel like these are both horrible options.
How dare you?
Okay, these are both horrible options for me.
There we go. Get that qualifier in there.
You can tell what a mom I am because I'm already thinking of the logistics of both of them and like what that means for kids and like, do I want to like fear them constantly drowning? If I had to pick one, it would be a lighthouse, but because I'm also thinking of the sewage situation here. Like, seriously, I'm thinking of the logistics. No, it's gotta be the lighthouse.
That's a good, maybe I should have prefaced with when your children move out and you're living, you know, without children and everything magically takes care of itself and you're in this idyllic world where you don't have to worry about your house sinking or hurricane taking your lighthouse or something like that. But
well, yes. If it's 20 years down the line and my kids are out of the house, then that probably means the houseboat because I will be older and will not be able to climb stairs happily. So yeah, that'll be the houseboat. Okay. Again, logistics, like my, I'm going to be achy. I'm going to get older. Oh geez.
I feel like I need to adopt more rational thinking into my life.
I love this section of the podcast. I do a wide range of random questions, everything from like what Muppet you are to like
what cult you would start. I heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That came out. Yeah. That was. Yeah. But I love that. Everyone takes it so seriously and it makes me so happy that they're like, everyone comes in. I've never had anyone say, I'm not answering that. What are you talking about? That's ridiculous. Blah, 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 blah. So thank you for being open to my random questions. I appreciate it a lot.
I feel like the natural follow-up is, though, what is your favorite song on the new Taylor Swift album?
Ooh, I'm so torn. I really enjoy London Boy.
Yeah.
Because it's so like fun and happy and you can just like hear that love in it. But the man is also like
amazing.
So incredible. And then Paper Rings is also really sweet.
Yep.
You guys, I haven't listened to it yet. I got to catch up.
It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because like, what was the, was it the last one? I didn't think that was any good.
Yeah. So Reputation definitely was iffy. 1980. This is closer to 1989 in my mind.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay. Okay. I feel good about that then.
Yeah. So if you loved 1989, you're really going to enjoy Lover.
Okay. Kathy, did you pick a lighthouse or a houseboat?
I did not. And I would probably choose the lighthouse partially for logistics reasons, too, because that's kind of where my brain went.
School districts, but, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also I would want to have an elevator. But I enjoy the sound of the waves crashing, and I feel like on the houseboat, you're, like, in more flat land, so I would want the ocean waves to hear them, not mm-hmm. be on them.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, with my daughter not being at home, she's 10, so I'm not as worried about her like falling over, but yeah, districts and getting her to school and all of that, and groceries, having to take the groceries in, like I feel like you have to walk across the plank with your groceries and like it would fall into the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hilarious visual.
A lighthouse with an elevator. Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining me on this episode of Friends in Your Ears. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at Friends in Ears. You can find Katie at Katie A. Davey and Victoria is at Girl Tries Life. And I am at Mrs. Soup. Thank you again so much. And I hope you all have the most amazing day.